I'm not happy. I'm very sad.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me out here.
What do you think? What do you think?
On a roller coaster of emotion.
I'm gonna scream.
Time to air it out.
Scream.
What's bugging you?
I'm so excited.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
There is a lot going on today. Welcome, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:21. We've got Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That's going on. Inauguration Day. That's going on. And right now, we've got What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now. Don't be shy. Ready? 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, try back. And we will try our best to get you in there. All right? Let's go to Doodah Man. What's bugging you? Did I hit the right button? Doodah Man, you there? Yeah. Well, let's do this. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I tell you what, I hope when Trump takes office, when the L.A. gets the money they need to recover from those forest fires, they have two stipulations he puts on them. They got to fix the water reservoirs up they could have certainly used, and they can no longer follow said residents of other states and put taxes, liens, and levies against them because they got fucked over the government while I moved to Texas or somewhere, and California still follows them and taxes them. Just as if they live in California. That's got to stop. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, get those reservoirs built. I definitely I heard that. Horse Sense, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. What's bugging me is I probably watched way too much football over the weekend, but these commercials like were out of hand, especially between the Bills and the Ravens. I mean, it's just, I couldn't believe every little thing, we're off to another commercial. But another thing that bugged me with the football games was on the back of the player's helmet, they got this Choose Love. We all love love. I know that. But these are elite athletes trying to break each other in half. And I don't know. I just wish they didn't have that on the back of their helmet.
There's irony in that. Yeah. There is
I don't know. I'm okay with it. I could think of dumber things they could have put on there. So, it's not that hard to make me happy, I guess.
They will,
yeah. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me, and you hit the nail on the head with this whole apps thing to park downtown. I'm not required to have a smartphone to participate in American society. Same thing with the whole coming cryptocurrency. I'm not required to have a smartphone to buy stuff. So they always have to have a backup plan for people who, you know, just don't wish to be staring at their phone all day and downloading apps. That's what's bugging me, is this concept that I need a smartphone to be an American. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They take it for granted. And the attitude is, oh, you don't have access to that? Tough, too bad, it seems like, anyway. Doodah Man, what's bugging you?
Yeah, my phone disconnected. Anyway, in the past, General Milley would have been hung or faced a firing squad for contacting the Chinese military behind the president's back. It's called treason. And I've been waiting and waiting. I haven't heard yet about a pardon coming up. But I'm thinking it's going to happen.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see if any action is taken on that. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And Tony, what's bugging you?
Well, it's flu season here in Florida. My wife came home sick with 102 fever. Now both my kids got 102 fever. I'm the last man standing. So here's a public service announcement, folks. If you're sick, don't go to work and spread it, because it's running all over Marion County. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, it is definitely going around. And do all the preventive stuff that you possibly can and stay hydrated. It's one of the big ones there. All right, let's go to Big Mike. What's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. It is a beautiful day. Welcome home, Big Don. And I don't know who's going to have the worst look on their face today, the Democrats or the Detroit Lions fans, but everybody's going to be boo-hooing except us Republicans. Bring it home, Big Don.
There you go. Noon today. Big Don.
Well, we were talking about that off the air. It's kind of like, you know, whether you're in politics or just you are a Trump hater or you got your own case of Trump derangement syndrome, they just have to be like just looking at each other and looking to the sky going, this can't be happening. How did he do it again? All of our leaders said they would never let him anywhere near the White House again. How did they fail us? And we're loving it, of course.
Maybe the people that you listened to and watched and told you all mm-hmm. these things, maybe they lied to you, and perhaps you should look for alternative sources of information.
I love it.
Right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Heads will be exploding. It's just going to be something else. But
it is.
And that's what's bugging them, I'm sure.
Yeah, is there anything bugging you, per se?
Well, my dishwasher died, yes. That's still bugging me. So I'm doing my shopping, kind of narrowing down brands, features, price, all that kind of stuff. And it's irritating because it's 4 years old. We bought it literally December of 2020 during, you know, back then with the whole COVID thing. You had to take what you could get, but it's still a good one. But
no, apparently not. It's not a good one.
Supposed to be.
Last 4 years, it's not a good one.
It's been perfect until it wasn't. And so, yeah, kind of, it's like, really? That is not money you want to go spend just, anyway, it's one of those deals. It's a life, I know, but it's still frustrating. So
a dishwasher you can live without. I mean, it's not easy. The more you have in your family, obviously it's not easy, but you can live without it. But when my fridge broke,
oh man,
I had this thing replaced.
Yes.
I had to replace within 24 hours. I'm just like,
you have to.
We're not playing with this. Go. Get the sale. Get it delivered. Done.
Well, there are four of us in the house, so
compile up a
little
bit.
There's a lot of dishes, yeah.
There's a new invention out, Greg, you might not be aware of. They call it paper plates.
Oh, we're using those.
That kind of helps.
Yes, it does. We are using those.
Oh, I just thought you were such an elitist. Paper?
Well, they're fancy paper plates.
Can't serve food on paper.
They're Chinette.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Really not. They're the cheapest ones I can get.
Oh, it is 7:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's Inauguration Day, and we'll continue to remind you all the things that are going on and the big headlines and the news. We got you covered right here. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
For the nomination of Pam Bondi.
We have got to work together to make America safe again.
Trending stories.
Marco Rubio, the State Department.
And why they matter.
Strong America engaged in the world.
North Central Florida's news station.
A ceasefire deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas.
Our Attorney General, Ashley Moody, will serve as our next U.S. Senator.
I'm ready to show up and fight for this nation.
On air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.